Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad Grigsby, and I serve with the Send Network here in Columbus and also at LifePoint. We are studying the life of Jesus through the lens of Simon Peter in a series called Beyond the Shallows. And the main idea of this series is we learn to follow Jesus one step at a time. Today, we are in John chapter 21, and this passage has been typically described as the restoration of Peter. Peter, as we know, denied Jesus three times. One of the last things that Jesus does before he leaves the earth is to appear to Peter, and this is the conversation that they have. It says, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved at this point because he had asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you that when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Three times Peter denied knowing Jesus. And three times in this passage, he confesses his love for Jesus. And in each time that Peter declares his love for Jesus, Jesus tells him to care for his flock, to feed my lambs, he says, to tend my sheep, to feed my sheep. At the end of the passage, Jesus says what he told Peter all those months ago when he asked him to follow him originally, "Follow me." At the very beginning of their relationship, those were the words that Jesus used to invite him into relationship. And we see Jesus doing the same thing here in John 21. And Peter does. It's like Peter is getting a second chance, a do-over. And I love this story for a couple of reasons. First of all, I love this story because none of us follow Jesus perfectly. None of us follow Jesus like we should. It's been said in this series that Peter followed Jesus passionately, but not always perfectly. And aren't we all Peter? We're all trying to figure out what it means to follow Jesus. And yes, we said yes to following him initially, but we had no idea what that really meant. We grow into it over time, don't we? Just like Peter did. And that growth comes with setbacks and roadblocks and failures, but it also comes with a lot of victories. And I'm encouraged that if a guy like Peter that saw Jesus's life so up close, that walked with Jesus for 3 years, that saw him do miracles and all these kind of things, this guy that saw Jesus in human flesh could fail to follow Jesus perfectly, then maybe there's space for me to follow Jesus imperfectly as well. But not only do I love this passage because we all don't follow Jesus like we should, I'm encouraged that there's space for people like us. But secondly, I love that this passage talks about the need for a second chance. In fact, most of us need a third chance, a fourth chance, or if you're like me, a 100th chance. Why? Because none of us get it right the first time. All right. The question is not, are we going to fall down? The question is, are we going to get back up? And I love that even though Peter commits one of the most grievous errors in denying Jesus, that Jesus still invites him to follow him again. He commissions him to care for his church, to feed his people, and to be a leader in the early church movement. What many of us would consider disqualifying for Peter, Jesus sees as an opportunity to shape Peter for the future. And I absolutely love this idea, that our past does not prevent us from God using us in the future. He wants to use us. He even wants to use the parts of our story that include the biggest failures. And those failures can even have impact on others for his kingdom. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. Hope that you will come back tomorrow for another episode. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that you don't see our failures as final, that you don't see our need for a second chance is keeping us from being able to be used by you in your kingdom. Thank you for how you restored Peter to yourself in relationship, but you invited him back to follow you. And Lord, thank you that you extend the same invitation to us even when we fail. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and thank the Lord for inviting you to follow him even after you've blown it.